February 18. Abiding in Christ. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15:4. It is not a casual touch with Christ that is needed, but it is to abide with him. He called you to abide with him. He does not propose to you a short-lived blessedness that is realized occasionally through earnest seeking of the Lord and passes away as you engage in the common duties of life. Your abiding with Christ makes every necessary duty light, for he bears the weight of every burden. He has prepared for you to abide with him. This means that you are to be conscious of an abiding Christ, that you are continually with Christ, where your mind is encouraged and strengthened. Do not stand outside of Christ, as many professed Christians of today. To abide in me and I in you is a possible thing to do, and the invitation would not be given if you could not do this. Jesus, our Savior, is constantly drawing you by his Holy Spirit, working with your mind that you will abide with Christ. The blessings he bestows are all connected with your own individual action. Shall Christ be refused? He says, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Of another class he says, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. John 5:40. Have I fully comprehended the gracious call, come unto me? He says, abide in me, not abide with me. Do understand my call, come to me to stay with me. He will freely bestow all blessings connected with himself upon all who come to him for life. He has something better for you than a short-lived blessedness that you feel when you seek the Lord in earnest prayer. That is but as a drop in the bucket to have a word with Christ. You are privileged with his abiding presence in the place of a short-lived privilege that is not lasting as you engage in the duties of life. Will anxiety, perplexity, and care drive you away from Christ? Are we less dependent upon God when in the workshop, in the field, in the marketplace? The Lord Jesus will abide with you and you with him in every place.